The campaign, it is proceeding very smoothly, and we hope that it will continue on this note.
Are opposition candidates also participating in this campaign?
Yes, definitely. All the major political parties, including those of the opposition, all of them are campaigning.
Gilbert, as you know, the opposition has been leading protests, particularly against this new constitution. Now, what can you tell us about this constitution first?
When you have a look into the chaos and the difficulties that are undergoing in other countries in the region, either in the Sahel and West Africa, I think we have to make sure that we anticipate and put in place the political reforms that will help us to maintain peace, security, stability, to make sure that Togolese people in all their components are able to mobilize and participate to the development. So the fact that the majority has taken its responsibility to undertake the review and the reform of the constitution, this is completely normal. The fact that there are some debates and opposition or some of the leaders of the opposition are protesting, this is also democratic. So I don't want to comment why they are protesting, but we have listened to the critics, to the debate. Measures and initiatives have been taken to make sure that Togolese are able to express their opinion, their views, to make sure that we can ameliorate and improve the process of the revision. So this is the most important. So now that we are going for legislative election, I think this is the opportunity for all the stakeholders, including the opposition, to explain to the population why they are opposed to the process of revising the constitution. And we will take also the opportunity to explain to the Togolese the benefit and the advantage for the country. And then Togolese will decide.
But Gilbert, as you know, the opposition is protesting because the constitution, as the draft suggests, some will say is undemocratic because they say only members of the parliament can determine the presidency. Let the people of Togo, all of them, decide instead of just the parliament.
When the people of South Africa elected the members of the parliament and the members of the parliament in their turn elected the president, do you think it is democratic or non-democratic? In other countries, when the population are called to vote and on the basis of the result, the councillor, like in Germany, the prime minister in England, are appointed by the members of the parliament. Do you think this is democratic or not democratic? I think we can have that debate with the Togolese. And at the end, when the Togolese will decide, so we have to respect it. If the Togolese decided that they will want to give the majority to the opposition, then the opposition have the possibility to take other initiatives, or they will have the opportunity to make sure that the president will be coming from the opposition. So all this for me is completely democratic. And what is important is that all the political parties have now the opportunity to go to the population to explain their position and their opinion. And the result of the legislative election will show us what is really the position of the population of Togo.
So, Gilbert, what has become of some of the opposition members that we understand your government has arrested because they were protesting? Have they been released?
Yes, they have been released a few days ago. And this show that we want to make sure that this process can take place in a climate of appeasement and that there will be no difficulty, that everyone have the freedom and the liberty to go to the population to explain and leave the population the possibility to decide.